This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The heads of the Catholic and Anglican churches sent a special message Wednesday to the people of South Sudan, expressing hopes for peace, prosperity, and implementation of a peace deal as Christians around the world celebrated the Christmas holiday. In a joint letter, Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Canterbury sent prayers for a renewed commitment to the path of reconciliation and fraternity among South Sudan's political leaders. Earlier this month, President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar agreed to form a transitional unity government by a February deadline after they failed to meet two earlier target dates for implementing a 2018 peace deal. Pope Francis also gave his traditional Christmas address from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, where he spoke about those suffering from the effects of conflicts in the Middle East and Africa and the additional challenges they face when making the decision to migrate. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Turkish president paid a surprise visit to Tunisia today to discuss cooperation for a possible ceasefire in neighboring Libya. You're listening to VOA News. The leaders of China and Japan held a bilateral meeting on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have vowed to strengthen their relationship at a bilateral meeting in Chengdu on Wednesday. Li said in the meeting that he hoped the relationship between the two countries could get back on track and progress in the future. Abe, hopeful ongoing discussions will lead to a visit by Xi. Wednesday's meeting came on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with South Korea, which provided a chance for the leaders of Japan and South Korea to meet for the first time in more than a year and stressed the need to improve ties after the, quote, worst period of tensions between their countries in decades.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. The U.S. Navy is paying tribute to two of the battleships lost during the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The USS Arizona and the USS Oklahoma were two of the biggest casualties of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Moodley says two new nuclear fast attack submarines will be designated USS Oklahoma SSN 802 and USS Arizona SSN 803. In a statement, Moodley says it's his fondest wish that the citizens of the great states of Arizona and Oklahoma will understand and celebrate the Navy's desire to memorialize the 1,177 heroes who perished on the USS Arizona and the 429 more on the USS Oklahoma. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Christmas message by Britain's Queen Elizabeth emphasized the need for forgiveness, reconciliation, and small steps while admitting it has been a difficult year. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
While not discussed in current conflicts, Queen Elizabeth's message invokes the anniversary of D-Day, the moon landing, as well as Prince Harry and wife Meghan's son Archie.
It is often the small steps, not the giant leaps, that bring about the most lasting change.
But peace and reconciliation come at a cost.
The path, of course, is not always smooth, and may at times this year have felt quite bumpy.
It's been a bumpy year for England and the monarchy, including Prince Andrew's friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, the scrutiny over Meghan, and Brexit. I'm Julie Walker.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used pepper spray on protesters Wednesday to disperse crowds at Christmas-decorated shopping malls and nearby streets. Hundreds of protesters descended on the shopping malls around the Chinese-ruled city, shouting popular slogans. Police have described their responses to the unrest as reactive and restrained. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.